comes Kendall Coyne with a shot. Score! 23 seconds into the third period. The United States is on the board. My power is turned up.
WGN, Justin Kaufman in for Steve Cochran. He's back on Tuesday. On the line with us, a gold medal winner, Kendall Coyne. She is not only a gold medal winner from the women's hockey team that won in South Korea over the in the Winter Olympics, but, of course, a member of the Blackhawks organization. She will be at the convention coming up this weekend. Kendall, thanks for joining us. Good to talk to you.
You too, Justin. Thanks so much for having me today.
So what's it mean for you to be a part of this convention? I mean, to be a part of the Blackhawks, we talked about that, but to be a part of the convention, especially now being a gold medal winner, to go in front of fans and have that opportunity this weekend.
Oh, it's tremendous. And obviously it goes without saying, I know a lot of the Blackhawks fans have seen gold medal winners before because there's quite a few on the Hawks, but just to be able to bring home the first gold medal in 20 years in U.S. women's hockey history, and to be able to share that with so many fans, and just to be treated as an equal from the Blackhawks organization, and to see the respect they give us along with their players is tremendous.
I was at the UC when they announced when you came back with the gold medal, and you guys skated on the ice, and the feeling in the building. You know, to be excited as a fan, just be in the seats and everybody doing the standing O. It was intense for me. How was it for you?
It was electrifying. It was definitely one of the coolest, if not the coolest, moments of my career post Olympics, and not obviously in the Olympics, but the coolest honoring I've definitely received as a player and a person, and obviously a Chicago native.
Well, let me ask you about another cool moment, which was the ESPY Awards recently in Los Angeles, and your team was honored as the best, having taken part in the best game, the win over Canada. Kind of describe the night, Kendall, the whole walk in the red carpet and being up there on the stage and all of that.
Oh, it was a tremendous 48 hours. Actually, the night before the ESPYs, our team won probably an award that is more important to us. It was the Sports Humanitarian Team of the Year Award, and it's something my teammates and I take very seriously, is just leaving the game better than it was, and trying to inspire kids to follow their dreams. So to be named the Humanitarian Team of the Year was incredible, and then to follow that up with the ESPYs the next day, I remember watching the ESPYs every year, like I did the Olympics every 2 years, and being like, wow, it'd be really cool to be there one day. And to be on that stage and to receive an award for best game was amazing. I mean, think about how many games are played every single day across the world. So to be honored in that magnitude for a sport that's not relatively covered as much as, you know, we'd hope it would be, it was incredible.
Last time we saw you, Kendall, you were in studio, and it was with your then fiance, now husband, and you guys were heading off to his tux fitting for your wedding.
That's right.
And you also ate pizza in studio, if you remember, because we had pizza in that day. So you had the wedding already, but I understand you delayed the honeymoon.
Yes, we did. I just left Midway, just dropped him off at the airport. He's heading to camp today for the Los Angeles Chargers. So, just when duty calls, you can't really take time off and sit on a beach for a week when you have a job to do. So we're going to plan on going on a honeymoon next year for our 1 year anniversary.
But you've been busy. You've been playing the Chicago Pro Hockey League during mm-hmm. July. What's that been like?
Oh, it's been an amazing experience. I always say to my parents, I'm like, I really haven't had the opportunity to play at home since high school. I went to school in Boston, and then with the national team, we haven't come through here much. And so just to see all the fans and to be out there with obviously incredible players and to see them respect me as I respect them, it's pretty cool. And last night there were a ton of young girls in the stands. Some had signs. It just puts chills down my back, and it just shows the growth of the game and how far we've come. And if I can continue to inspire young athletes to pick up some hockey skates, I'd love to do so. And but it's been awesome, and I'm really thankful for the opportunity that my home state and home city allows me and looks at me as an equal and lets me play with the guys.
When I was in seventh grade, I had a t-shirt that said, whatever boys can do, girls can do better, Kendall. And so I know usually you're playing against girls, but have there been any moments during those 4-4 games where you've done something against one of the boys where you're like, you know what? See, that's what I bring to this game. I'm better than you.
Not really. I mean, there's some pretty tough competition out there. I would just say I think a lot of them are a little hesitant because I'm a little bit shorter than them. And they're like, never played against someone this short in a while. and I think my stick length throws off some people with passing and stuff. But, it's been awesome. And a lot of the guys that are on the team I'm on, I've grown up playing with. And, it just seems like another skate for us. And just to be able to play in front of fans, and especially in Chicago, it's been awesome. It's only 3 weeks in.
There you go. Kendall Coyne, the gold medal winner, who is part of the Blackhawks organization, will be at the Blackhawks convention this weekend. Kendall, thanks so much for taking some time out to talk to us today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me, and have a great weekend. Excited for the convention.
There you go. Yeah, that's exciting. How great is that? Another reason to go out and watch that pro league. How great is it to have also gold medal winners from the U.S. women's hockey team play alongside maybe a Jonathan Toews and some aspiring young hockey players? It's awesome. It's awesome.
She's an incredible role model. And we're lucky to have her in our city as ours, and part of the Blackhawks. It's just, she's going to do amazing things.
And a regular guest here on the Cochrane Show.